Workers in Boston's private equity industry are growing miffed that their business has become a dirty word in the Republican presidential campaign because Mitt Romney is under attack for once working in the business. Look no further than this rebuke from Texas Governor Rick Perry in South Carolina.
I understand the difference between venture capital and vulture capitalism.
The indignation at such attacks runs especially deep at Bain Capital in Boston, the private equity firm started by Romney. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story.
Romney's former colleagues at Bain have been notoriously quiet until now. The firm's managing director, Steve Pagliuca, says those charges of looting companies and destroying jobs, they're, quote, hyperbolic. The former Senate candidate says he's extremely proud of Bain's record of building and growing great companies. Jeff Rennert worked with Romney at Bain Capital from the very start in 1984.
American business was inefficient. There were poorly run companies that needed to be restructured. Private equity didn't create that dynamic.
The industry's trade group in Washington is launching a campaign of online ads and video testimonials. Venture capitalists feel like they're being dragged into the mudslinging, too. Jamie Goldstein is a partner at the Boston VC firm Northbridge.
To suggest that venture capital is somehow bad for our economy is ludicrous. It's the purest form of job creation and the driver of innovation in our country.
Many in these industries expected Mitt Romney's private equity pedigree to come up on the campaign trail. They're just surprised that it's pro-business Republicans who are making those ties an issue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.